Today, many people on the West Coast are still unable to return to their homes because of the fires. Some small towns in Oregon are now mostly gone, and families are assessing what to do next. The Collins family has been through this before. They lost their home in Magalia, California during the Camp Fire in 2018, and they relocated to Roseburg, Oregon, and they're dealing with fire again. Nikki Collins joins us now. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for asking. And your 15-year-old daughter, Summer, joins us as well. Welcome, Summer.
Thank you.
The fires are still a good 20 miles away from where you all are, but it's burning in all directions from where you live. How is your family impacted, Nikki?
The emotional impact of seeing the smoke and smelling it and seeing news clips of the fires, it's draining. I cry a lot over it. The neighbors have been asking me what to pack. My youngest one, Clayton, my six-year-old, he seems to be more affected than the older two. He's still trying to process what happened with the campfire, so he's really worried that the fires are going to hit here and we're going to lose everything again.
Summer, along with the fires, we're also living through a pandemic. What has school been like for you?
It's been harder because it's all online, so we have to do like Zoom meetings, and then we're using something called Canvas, which is a little bit harder than normal school.
Yeah, when you're not doing your schoolwork, what's your day-to-day been like since the fires have begun?
Usually I just paint or draw, maybe watch some TV.
Yeah, that's just about the extent that you can do at this time. You all moved to Oregon about a year ago, as I mentioned, but now you're actually planning to move back to California. Nikki, why?
All of our friends and family are still down there. We feel isolated up here. We haven't really met anyone up here in Oregon. The only thing that feels normal to us is my husband races, so we go to the local racetracks. But since we've moved up here, we've been down in California at least once or twice a month to just see our family and friends. Mm-hmm. And no matter if we're in Oregon at this point or California, there's fires. At this point, it's just feeling like we cannot escape these fires. So if we're going to go through this, we might as well go through it back at home in California with, you know, friends and family, people we love and care about.
How do you prepare logistically for this kind of situation? What have you learned about being ready for fires?
Always have your important documents in one place. Make sure they're not scattered, because if you lose your home like we did, those important documents come in handy when you're trying to rebuild your life and get things settled and going through the FEMA process. Animals, make sure your animals are with you and you have food with them. And always, always try to make sure you have a bag of clothes packed. And the best advice for clothes I can give is take the clothes out of your dirty clothes hamper. Those are the clothes you like and wear the most. So don't grab anything off the closet shelf.
That is very sound advice. It is really sound advice for sure. Nikki, you mentioned that you've been crying a lot. You're a mama, but you're also a human. I know you still talk with a mental health counselor. What else do you do to cope with all of this uncertainty?
Reading is a big thing. I love to read, so I try to read. But I also have to remember that even though there are fires all around us, we are prepared. And I still have three kids I have to take care of and animals I have to take care of. I can't be down and crying all the time. I still have to be a mother and a wife. That's just how it is. There's no getting around it. You have to push yourself to keep going. Seeing the mental health counselor, though, has been a huge help for me.
You know, we don't always talk about people's resiliency after a horrific tragedy like a fire. Or really the death of so many people from this pandemic. Why do you think that is? And how can we celebrate someone's ability to rise above it all?
I think people are afraid of the unknown. And from my experience, people in the town of Paradise, Magalia, Concow, we knew what it was, but we didn't know how to act upon that and to rise above, because we had never been through anything like that. When you lose a town, the whole town comes together. They pull for each other and they're there for each other. I don't know how we all did it, but somehow we just rised above. You need to be there for other people, and those other people are usually going to be there for you too.
Nikki Collins and her daughter Summer lost their home in the campfire in Northern California in 2018. It's almost been 2 years now since that fire, and they're now living in Oregon. Thank you both so much for taking the time to share how you're getting through this, and stay safe.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciated it, and it was great talking to you.